The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring measurable objectives under the California Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA. In 2014, SGMA was signed, and for the first time, California required local agencies to develop long-term plans to bring groundwater basins into balance. These plans, known as Groundwater Sustainability Plans, or GSP, include several key components like sustainable yield, minimum threshold, and, more importantly, measurable objectives. So what exactly are measurable objectives? Think of them as a roadmap makers on a journey to sustainability. If minimum threshold represents the line you don't want to cross, like critically low groundwater levels, then measurable objectives are your target destination. They define the desired conditions GSAs aim to achieve over time. For example, a measurable objective might be to raise groundwater level by a certain number of feet, improve water quality metrics, or reduce the rate of land subsidence. What makes measurable objectives so important is that they turn abstract goals into something concrete and trackable. Instead of simply saying, we want healthier groundwater, SGMA requires agencies to define how much improvement, by when, and how it will be measured. Today, this has led to a wave of innovations around California. GSAs are investing in monitoring wells, satellite-based subsidence tracking, and data modeling to measure progress. Projects like Managed Aquifer Recharge, where excess surface water is intentionally directed back into the ground, are being designed with measurable outcomes in mind, such as acre feet of recharge or changes in groundwater elevation. But there are challenges. Setting realistic, measurable objective isn't easy. Basins differ widely in geology, water use, and climate conditions. In some areas, decade of overpumping means recovery could take years, even generations. That's also the balancing act between agriculture needs, urban growth, and environmental protection. And perhaps more importantly, measurable objectives require accountability. If a basin isn't making progress, the state can step in. That creates pressure, but also opportunity for local collaboration and smarter water management. Looking ahead, measurable objectives will play a critical role in shaping California's water future. They provide a shared language for stakeholders, a benchmark for success, and a way to adapt as conditions change, especially in the face of climate variability. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.